Hey Slurper, whether you're talking about that crazy thing that happened at Craft Festival, the weird thing your dog did at the park, or the amazing dinner you whipped up from a virtually empty fridge, everyday stories hold the power to inspire and connect with your audience in a way that nothing else quite can. This won't be the first time you've heard this, I'm sure. We've been hearing marketers banging on about storytelling for a long time. But I've noticed that so many business owners are getting confused because no one really ever explains how to tell the stories that will help you sell more. I knew there had to be an easier way, so I've put together my own story formula to make it easy for you to be able to use stories in your social media, emails, and ultimately sell more. So I've put together a 90-minute workshop to teach you how, in a really simple way, you'll learn about the three types of stories you need to sell more, how to use those stories in your social media, blogs and emails, and I even guide you through how to start your very own story bank. Now, you can get access anytime to this workshop right now if you like. Just visit the link thevictoriabrown.com/pickandmix to start learning how you can use the power of storytelling in your business and never wonder what you should be talking about on social media again. Welcome to Creative Slurp, the podcast that gives you the real talk on creating a successful creative business. With me, Victoria Brown, a creative business advisor, former jeweler and craft fanatic. Now, you're in the right place if you want to find inspiration and the best tips and strategies for your handmade business without the overwhelm. We're all about making business exciting and fun. Now, buckle up and let's get started. How brave are you in your business or in life generally? Recently, I've really started to realise that maybe I hadn't been as brave as I should be if I really want to make a difference, if I really want to succeed. And having that revelation actually transformed my business and my approach and the results I was getting. Being brave is one of the most important things we have to do, certainly in business. I also think in life as well. And I've always found whenever I've been brave, that's when things have happened. That's when good things have happened. But I've also found that bravery, you get very used to it. You might do something that's quite brave and out there, and people therefore call you brave. And if you don't keep on pushing the boundaries and pushing the boundaries, it stops working, because what you're actually doing is starting to play safe and not being brave anymore. And it's hard to keep that momentum up continuously being brave, but it's really, really important. And it really took me a moment a couple of months ago to realize that maybe I wasn't being as brave as I thought in my head I was, and started to change things. And quite quickly, things started to move, things started to change. So I wanted to record this episode today just to get you thinking about, maybe you did something crazy when you first started out your business and you were brave and bold and fearless. But when was the last time that you did that? When was the last time you made a bold move? You took a chance. Now, I'm not talking about taking risks that don't make any sense, that are reckless. I'm not talking about that at all. I'm talking about being brave to make a move that you know will transform your business or transform your life for the better. That's what I'm talking about today. So I'm going to talk about the three different ways that being brave is really helping me in my business right now, to give you some practical examples of how you might be able to interpret this for your own life and your own business. So the first one is simply this podcast. This podcast, you may not know, it's been going for nearly a year now, but this podcast before that took me 2 years of procrastinating, pontificating before I actually did the thing. 2 years. And that was because I was absolutely scared witless. I was absolutely scared witless of failing, because I knew in my heart that being a podcaster and having a podcast was so powerful and something I wanted to do. And combined with that, I had a background in radio and therefore was perceived as an expert in audio production. Therefore, it made it impossible for me to get started, because I'd almost elevated it to this level of importance. And I just couldn't get out of the fact that this podcast needed to be perfect. The jingles needed to be perfect. Everything needed to be perfect. And I just couldn't get away from that. I even recorded some episodes that never saw the light of day, because by the time I actually pulled my finger out, got over myself and decided to, you know, actually launch the podcast, it was too late. They were out of date. The pandemic had happened, for one, so everything was out of date. And I just wasn't brave enough at that point. And maybe that wasn't the right time for me, but I wasn't brave enough to put my podcast out there, even though I knew it was a game changer. So what changed my mind? Well, actually, it was talking to someone else, and it made me reflect on myself. As somebody else I knew, who I'd been working with as kind of accountability buddy, and still do now, had no experience as a podcaster, and yet she was enthusiastically recording her podcast, putting it out there in the world. Seeing her do that, I was in so much awe, because she'd got no experience in radio like I had. She didn't really know exactly what she was doing, but she knew she wanted to do it, and she was doing it to serve people. And just that bravery made me look at myself and think, Vicky, what are you doing? You can do this. If, you know, if she can do this and be brave enough to do that with no experience, you can definitely do it. Just pull your big pants up, make a logical plan of all the different elements you need, and get on with it. And that is what I did. And that is what got me started 2 years after I started recording my first podcast episode. And I'm eternally grateful, because it's so funny. It's like anything, isn't it? Once you've been brave, you think, what was the fuss about? Once I'd done it, I was like, what was I worried about? This is great. This is fun. This is not scary at all. Why was I worried about that? But when you're in that place before it happens, you can be very, very fearful of what's to come before you've actually done it. So I suppose my big tips are, one, to just truly reflect on yourself and, you know, be honest. Are you overthinking it? Just be honest about yourself. Two, I would say make a logical plan and break it down. Like, I literally had to write down all the different things I needed, and I just got really practical and said, right, I need an intro jingle, I need an outro jingle, I need some topics to talk about, I need a microphone, just the very basic things to get me started. The other thing that got me going on the podcast, which is going to sound really weird, because in all my time of marketing and experience in communications and journalism and business, all told to build up a hype before we release our products, aren't we? Build up a hype, get people excited and talking before you put your big thing out there in the world. And knowing this completely paralyzed me, because it was almost like a barrier to me launching this podcast, because I knew I had to get hype and I had to get build up to do this thing, to launch this thing before I even launched it. But the thing is, without having launched it, I wasn't confident in it. So I just didn't have the confidence to build it up and to really tease it and to build up the audience. I didn't have that confidence in the product to do it. And so I turned it on its head and I did exactly the thing that marketers tell you not to do. And I didn't tell anyone. And it sounds bonkers. It sounds utterly bonkers. And it's completely irrational, I know. But it really helped me, because then all of a sudden, I wasn't focused on building this big hype for this thing that I wasn't even sure I believed in. I was focused on creating it. I was just focused on creating it, which meant I didn't talk myself out of it and just got on with it. And I thought, you know, I'm just going to record 3 episodes, put them out there, and then I'm going to start telling people. And that worked wonders for me. Now, as a marketing technique, it goes against everything that you've ever taught. And it's not something I necessarily would recommend unless you are getting in your own way. If you're getting in your own way and you want to release a product, but you're talking yourself out of it because you know you've got to build up all this hype and you're not sure whether you can really do it, then just create the thing. Just create the thing, just launch the thing without telling anyone and then start promoting it. Yes, it's back to front. Yes, it's what all the marketers will tell you not to do. But you know what? It will get you there, and it will get you there with your peace of mind intact. You will feel less stressed. You will feel more in control. So those are three things that helped me get my podcast out there. Truly reflect, make sure that you've got a logical plan, and don't be afraid to do things slightly differently if it works for you. Like my bizarre no launch launch strategy, which... it's fine. I wasn't in any rush to get anywhere. It was fine. I knew my podcast was always going to be a long burn thing. So it was fine for me. And it just gave me some space to think. So that was the first way that being brave really transformed. Because since that podcast, my business has grown. And it's just created another dimension for my business and in terms of how I can help people. So I'm truly, truly grateful that now it's out there and now I'm on 45 episodes, I think, and all because I plucked up that bravery at the start, but not at the start, 2 years in, I plucked up the bravery 2 years in to get going. And the other way that bravery actually works around my podcast is just approaching people as well. I will say that because when I first started, the easiest way, you know, what's the path of least resistance? What's the easiest way to start? The easiest way for me to start was just record, just talk, just blabber away into the microphone with my thoughts, which actually did freak me out a little bit at the start. But once I got going, it's surprisingly easy. And I was a little bit nervous about approaching too many people. I mean, there were a few people that I knew, but I was mainly just focused on just getting some episodes out there in the simplest way. They're also much easier to edit if I record them myself. So I just wanted to make it really, really easy. Pick the path of least resistance. And how being brave has helped me is by approaching people who I am slightly in awe of, to be honest. I'm very, very picky on my podcast guests. They have to be people who I know will add value and will be good on a podcast and will speak well. I mean, that is a given. But there will be people I put on my list at the start, and they will be people that I know I was happy approaching because I kind of knew them already, or they were contacts and they were easy. I didn't have to feel so brave in approaching them. But then there were people I didn't quite know who had been going in business for a while and I really looked up to in terms of my business, and still do now, and I still have this now. And I had to be really brave to approach them. And as the years gone on, as time's marched on, I've got braver and braver in who I approach. And I'm so, so proud of some of the people that I've been brave enough to, you know, to ask to be on the podcast and who have come on the podcast now. And I tell you what, it has made a massive difference to my podcast figures as well. So it's definitely paying off. But yeah, just being brave and approaching people who I know can make a difference to my business and my podcast and can help me has massively, massively made a difference to me. And I talked about this a bit on my Creative Slurp Live on Instagram this week on Wednesday, which I'm now doing on Wednesday afternoons on Instagram Live. I'm just popping up for 10, 15 minutes to answer any questions or talk about a specific issue. And what I talked about was that real positive effect of being in proximity to people who are going to help you grow, help your business grow. People that have that positive effect can make a massive, massive difference to the growth of your business and the growth of you as a person. And it's only by being brave to approach those people that you get to work with them, that you get to work alongside them, that you get to have them on your podcast. You've got to be brave at the start, or none of that magic is going to happen. You've got to be brave enough to get yourself in the room with those people. Because I tell you what, when you get in the room with the people that you admire, that you perceive to be ahead of you in whichever way you perceive that, when you get in a room with those type of people, that is when the magic happens. But without being brave in the start, without putting your pants up and getting on with it and just getting over yourself, then it doesn't happen. And it's just so, so important. So really being brave can be absolutely a game changer. Now, the other way being brave has helped me is the fact I've been putting myself forward for more things. I've been applying for things rather than thinking, you know, we tell ourselves when we see awards come up, we tell ourselves, well, I wouldn't be good enough anyway. I wouldn't win anyway. What's the point? I'm not going to bother. I'm not going to try. And you tell yourself you're being, you know, logical and pragmatic, practical about it, and, you know, saving time maybe. Reality, you're making yourself play small. You really are, because at the end of the day, someone is going to win these awards. And no, you won't win all of them. You won't win all of them. You may win some. But even the act of putting your name down, of nominating yourself, putting yourself forward for something, you're telling yourself that you are worth it. Just by the act of nominating yourself, you are speaking to yourself positively. And that's worth it. Without even winning any awards, without even winning anything, no matter what you think of awards or whatever, that is worth it in itself to give yourself that positive frame, because that will have so many benefits too. But also, you might win it, and just think about the effect you're going to have on your business. Just think about the people that you're going to be around. Now, I have been entering some awards the last few months because I've got brave the last few months. And I just found out this week that I'm on the shortlist for the Enterprise Nations Advisor of the Year in the PR and content category. I couldn't believe it. I did actually nearly choke on my cherry tomato when I was eating my salad, and I found out. I couldn't believe it because I've never been shortlisted for anything before. I'd never been brave enough, really. I mean, I might have put the odd entrance for something together half-heartedly, but I did apply for quite a few things over the last few months, and one came off, and I just couldn't believe it. And it has been amazing, and it's only been a few days. If you want to vote for me, it would be amazing. I'd really appreciate it. And you can see the vote link on front page of my website, thevictoriabrown.com, and check that out. Just vote for me, and it takes about 30 seconds. But it's not only the winning. Already I've been nominated a couple of days, and the number of people that have voted for me and told me they voted for me is truly astounding and humbling. And people from all kinds of walks, from my networks, from my customers to, you know, my family as well, obviously. You've got to get everybody to vote. But the sheer number of people that have said well done, and you can tell it's meant, is bonkers. Like, I'm just really, truly humbled by that. And that just makes you feel good. But also being in the room, like, there's some amazing people that have also been nominated and shortlisted. And just being around that people puts you in that virtual room with them. It really does. And all of a sudden, people start to perceive you differently. You're no longer just small-time business owner somewhere. You're a small-time business owner who's been nominated or shortlisted for an award. So the power of it is huge. None of that happens from that first initial being brave. So that is how powerful it can be. And the third way that I've been brave is in my creativity, actually. And this has come through my business, but it's also come through my personal life. And I felt my creativity levels go boom. And I felt I'm just making stuff all the time. And I've always been quite creative, but it was like I almost accepted to myself that I am creative and I'm being brave. And this week alone, I went on a doodle workshop with the amazing Lisa Stickley. What else have I done? I downloaded a domestica course with Beth Pegler, how to make some necklaces, a kind of rope knotting method for making necklaces. Been doing that. I've been colouring, I've been doodling myself, I've been drawing, I've been creating, and I've just been loving it. And I've also been creative in my business. So I've been pushing the boundaries. I've been offering new workshops. I've been not scared of rejection if people don't want to take me up on a workshop. I just keep putting more workshops out there and doing research to see what people like. I've been brave about it. I've put myself out there, and it has been an absolute revelation. And it's so funny because in terms of creativity, I do have the tendency to be a perfectionist about my creative projects, which means that half the ideas in my head never end up happening. And I don't think I'd really realise this until a couple of months ago. And the catalyst for me was I was doing a, I don't know if you've ever heard of the sacred money archetypes. Well, the amazing Denise Duffield Thomas, who's a money mindset coach, was doing a launch. And as part of that, you could do a free quiz to find out your sacred money archetype. And the theory is that how you make money depends on your personality. It's like a personality quiz. So, you know, if you've got a chance to use these kind of tools, not necessarily that one, maybe other ones, but anything that can help you learn more about yourself, do it, because it could be the missing link. For me, it felt like it was that missing link that enabled me to unblock my bravery, particularly around creativity. And this is what I found personally. So there's 8 different personality types. I found out I was a connector, which is someone that brings people together and is kind, which I didn't actually resonate with at all until I realised it's what I do in my job. So funny that we see ourselves very differently to the way other people see us, isn't it? But secondly, I am an alchemist, which means I am creative. I create stuff. Now, that wasn't so much of a surprise to me. Kind of expected that a little bit. So alchemist, yeah. The third one I was accumulator, which was a huge shock to me. It's massive. If there was one type that I would say I wasn't at all, was accumulator, because I do not see myself that at all. So to give you an insight, an accumulator is, if you think of an accountant, it's someone who's very careful, very careful with everything, very organised, not me at all, very reliable and trustworthy. I am reliable and trustworthy. I see myself like that, but not so much the accurate accountancy careful type of person. And it was so funny. And when I got those results, first of all, I've got to be honest, I kind of like, that's not me. That's wrong. But it was only when I started delving into the kind of the background on the workshop and how it all fits together that I realized that a very specific part of the accumulator was showing up. And that was the perfectionism streak. And the perfectionism was honing in on my alchemist, which is creative, and making me be a perfectionist in my creativity. And I was like, oh my God, this is why I never finish any creative projects. This is why I never feel creatively fulfilled, because I've got all these ideas. They're never going anywhere because I'm being shut down by this accumulator who's being a perfectionist about it. And I thought, you know what? This is not working for me in any shape or form. It's not working in terms of my business. It's certainly not working for me in terms of my personality, my personal life, and my creativity. So I switched up. I became aware. Just becoming aware of it helped me tremendously, because I thought, I've got to dial down that accumulator. I've got to dial up the alchemist, and I've got to be braver. I've got to not worry about creating the perfect ring or the perfect doodle. I've just got to go with the process and be brave in the process. And that was a switch to me. That was like a light bulb going off, ding, 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 because it transformed everything. And I've got to say, since that happened a couple of months ago, I've been approaching things differently in my business, in my life, and I have been, one, so much happier. Two, things have started to happen. This week alone, I found out I've been shortlisted for an award by Enterprise Nation. Also, I've got funding to do my coach ILM level 7, my coaching and mentoring ILM level 7, which is equivalent for a master's. I wouldn't have been able to do it, but I got funding for it. I found a way. I was creative. I was brave. I put myself forward, and I couldn't believe I got accepted. So it just shows how quickly you can make a difference once you start realizing where things are holding you back, and particularly when you start being brave. Because, as I said, bravery is a funny thing. We have one act of bravery and then we try and live off it. You know, imagine if it was Frozen and it was Elsa and Anna, and Anna was super brave at the end, sacrificing herself for her sister. Apologies if you haven't seen it before. And then she tried to live off that for the rest of her life, never do anything brave again. I mean, that is just the nature of bravery. Once we do something at once, it's very tempting to kind of forget, but you've got to keep pushing that bravery boundary. Now, one way I do it, because particularly when I'm talking about being brave around approaching people, that's not something that comes naturally to me. So people might say, oh, well, it's okay for you to approach, you know, being brave about approaching people because you're an extrovert, you're a presenter, you're whatever. And I have to say, I'm not an extrovert. I'm an introvert. Like so many creatives, I am very introverted. And I find it really difficult to approach people and be brave in that way. That is something that I do need to be brave around, because I find it hard. So what I do now is, I've noticed that I have particularly for women, our hormones ebb and flow constantly throughout the month. And for anybody, we feel different times of the day, different days of the month, any given time. So just find a little pocket when you feel brave and do something crazy. If you like, write a list of things you're going to do when you feel brave. And then when you feel brave, just fire off that email or do whatever you want to do that you know is going to make a difference. I'm not talking about reckless acts of craziness. I'm talking about those things that you know will make a difference. Maybe a product that you want to create, maybe a service you want to offer, maybe an award you want to enter, but you're telling yourself you're not good enough. Maybe somebody you want to ask to be your mentor, but you are telling yourself that they wouldn't want to do it. Whatever it is, it won't hurt to give it a go, but wait until you're feeling super brave and do it. There will be times in the month, whenever, when you feel more brave than others. And when you do, just go for it and maximize the opportunity. That is how I've secured some amazing podcast guests. That's how I'm planning to get some even more amazing podcast guests on in the future, just so I can serve you even better, just so I can grow my business and, you know, just push the boundaries of being brave. Because it's so funny with bravery, because although bravery is something you need to keep working on, it's amazing that when you've done something brave, how ordinary and normal it feels very, very quickly. And that is the bonkers thing. You build up this thing, like me with my podcast, you build up this thing, this huge wall in front of you, and you're never going to get over it. You don't understand how anybody would get over it. It seems impossible. You do it, and then you're like, what was the fuss about? What was the fuss about? That was actually not too bad. That wasn't, you know, it may even be easy, but it's not scary anymore. So you do that brave thing and it stops being scary anymore quite quickly. That doesn't mean that other things don't get scary. They do. That's the thing. That's why you have to keep being brave. But that specific thing, well, you'll suddenly, the fear will go away from it. You know, doing my first session for my coaching course the other day, I was a little bit nervous, I've got to admit. I'd not done any academic learning for 20 years. And yeah, it was like, am I good enough? What are the other people going to be like? Can I do it? And honestly, but you know, luckily I have a brilliant tutor and brilliant co-participants who, you know, were very supportive. But, and that feeling went away quite quick. But it doesn't stop us having those feelings beforehand. So just, yeah, if you do get those feelings, just understand, be kind to yourself, know that you will have them, and just carry on. And if you need a process to get you through it, do that. If you need to wait for your bravery pocket, do that. However you're going to get through it, but know that once you've got through that particular challenge, it will feel easier after you've done it. Yeah, then you'll have to get your bravery up for your next challenge. But yeah, so I really hope that you found that useful and can take my story away and my experiences to help you look at your own business, your own life. Where could you be braver? Be honest. Are you being brave enough? If you feel like you're stuck in a rut, have you tried everything? Is there something that you know you should try that you haven't tried? Is there an idea that you should do, but you haven't quite done it yet? Is there somebody you should ask for help that you know would help everything and it would change everything, but you haven't? And that's, I'm not necessarily asking just for free help. I'm talking about maybe you need to go and pay someone. Maybe you need to hire someone. Is there something that's making you stuck that you need to be brave about personally? What is it? Go and do it. Go and do it. Go and be amazing. Don't let that tiny thing hold you back from the amazing person and the amazing difference that you can make in the world, however you make it. I really hope that was useful. That really came from the heart today, from my own personal experiences. I really try to bring in my own personal experiences because I think it's the best way of learning. So I'm hoping that you do find it useful. And yeah, and otherwise, I will see you next week for another edition of Creative Slurp Podcast. Thank you so much for listening to Creative Slurp. I hope it's inspired you to try something new in your business. If you loved it, please take the time to leave a review on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. See you soon, and go and chase your biggest creative business dreams. You can do it.